All right, so Sister Amen, did you see what happened? And we were on a sidewalk, had to deal with the police, but we're perfectly fine. We're going to preach on.
Right.
Two young men. What denomination were they, Sister Amen?
Seventh Day.
Yeah, Seventh Day Adventist. So it just kind of goes to show you how false this place is. They have Seventh Day Adventist people here, which have a totally different Jesus, led by, founded by Ellen White, the false prophetess. They focus on Saturday Sabbath. They all come together and congregate in ecumenical sin. And so it's another reason why we stand out against this place, to remind people, Jesus said you can't walk, worship him unless you're in spirit and in truth. And this is not the spirit and truth of God here today.
I think you're completely wrong.
Really, sir? Can you open your Bible and show me why I'm wrong? Why the gospel that calls you out of the world is Jesus' gospel. Come out of the world and the church systems that are false. We live in it, but you don't practice the ways of the world. And Jesus said,
wrong with what's going on.
I'll tell you. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Jesus didn't command that we put on fleshly entertainment shows with men selling the things of God that he made a whip for in John 2. Jesus said, go. Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples.
You don't have to buy it.
It's free. He said it's free.
No, they're selling music, ma'am, over there. They're selling CDs. They're selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The people of the denominational systems, any name a denomination, I just talked, ready? You got Seventh-day Adventist people here. That's a cult. Seventh-day Adventism is a cult, sir, founded by Ellen White, a false teacher.
It's a free concert. Anybody can come.
No, they're singing here.
Seventh-day Adventist?
Yes, sir. This is how ecumenical.
What are you?
This is how ecumenical. Here's the man that said, I don't have First Amendment rights, and he was wrong. The police just gave me my First Amendment rights. One of the Gospel Fest men said, I don't have First Amendment rights in this town. Okay, so we got him on video. It's going to be on my website.
So what's your belief?
How wicked. It will. You're a wicked man. I hope you repent. You're a wicked man. I hope you repent. I hope you repent. If you take a gospel card, it'll prove to you what's wrong with man-made religion. On the back, there's a whole bunch of points. Test yourself, ma'am. Test yourself. We don't belong to any denomination, ma'am. We belong to Christ. Who started the denominations?
Nobody.
Man.
Man,
not Jesus. Right. This is all denominational. Most of these are probably Baptist, a bunch of other ones. What are you, sir? What are you?
I am Presbyterian.
Oh, but Presbyterian.
But I am a Christian.
Presbyterian. So Presbyterian. Presbyterian is about as close to Roman Catholicism as you can get. The Presbyterians baptize babies. Sir, you need to repent. We love you.
And even non-denominational practice.
But what about
like
when
Christmas
I surrendered my
Easter?
Life to Jesus and I gave him, I made him my Savior and I repented of my sins?
Okay, but you have to turn from all your ways then. So if you truly repented, you'll be scouring the scriptures.
And I am.
And you're going to be obeying what they say in here. You wouldn't be here. Are you like a new believer?
No, I've been a believer for 35 years.
Oh, okay.
I don't see anything wrong with coming and listening to it, a little bit of music.
So let me share the gospel on here.
To bring some joy to my life and to bring
joy
to all these other people.
But this is fleshly and it's not of God.
Oh, boy. So you don't listen to any kind of music at all?
No, I was going to go over the gospel with you and explain what that was and then explain what the warnings are and why this is sinful and why we shouldn't be participating in it, but you don't seem to be interested. Ma'am, you don't want to be okay with sin. You're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. But repentance is a turning of your mind and your ways and your life, but you're not obeying. Ma'am, you're not obeying the scriptures. I'm just trying to tell you.
In your rules,
it's in the scriptures. If you read the scriptures, ma'am, you'd see you're in willful sin. No, we're here to save your soul. We love you, ma'am. We love all people. That's why we're out here sharing the truth. You know, the people who think it's trouble are the ones who don't follow the scriptures. Ma'am, do you realize that
do you follow the Old Testament
for 35 years you've been a believer and you haven't gotten to 1 Corinthians 11 where a woman should cover her head and she's supposed to dress? That's obeying scriptures, ma'am. Repenting of pagan holidays. You have to repent of all sins, not the ones you just don't like. Well, she walked off and I kind of walked along with her, but now she took off pretty fast, so she obviously is not seeking truth and wants to defend her sins. So I'm going to go catch up with Brother Two Post now.